here's a story from The World.
South Koreans are mourning the death of Seoul's mayor Park Won-soon today. His daughter reported him missing on Thursday. She said he left behind a cryptic note. Police launched a search and hours later found the mayor's body. Authorities believe he took his own life. Park was a longtime human rights advocate and presidential hopeful, but following his death, reports emerged that the mayor had been accused of sexual harassment. Reporter Jason Strother has more from Seoul.
A memorial for Park Won-soon is being set up outside City Hall. For the next 5 days, the capital will officially mourn the mayor, whose death has shocked the nation.
Our principle is very simple and clear. That is the transparency.
Here's Park speaking last month on Arirang TV about Seoul's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He was 64 and in his third term as the city's mayor, a job seen as a springboard to the South Korean presidency. But Park was unlike those who came before him. That's according to author Robert Fauser. He says previous mayors took a top-down approach to urban development. They were known for bulldozing entire neighborhoods. But Fauser says local preservationists and grassroots groups saw Park Won-soon as a friend in a high place.
To have a mayor who was thinking about what do you citizens want was a shocking, wonderfully new experience. So that, to me, Mayor Park's legacy is about empowering citizens to think about their city and to express their ideas about how they want their city to develop in the future.
But now Park's legacy is much more complicated. A female staff member reportedly filed a sexual harassment complaint against him. Police confirmed that an investigation was opened, but after his death, the case was closed. Kim Hyun-chung is a psychiatrist who used to work in Seoul. She says it's not uncommon for people in power in South Korea to end their lives rather than face public scrutiny.
Political figures and even celebrities, when they were in a situation that they just couldn't handle or it was too humiliating for them, they just took their lives. And I'm very concerned that this is becoming like sort of a culture where you don't go through all the steps to prove yourself either guilty or innocent and just apologize for the wrongdoings or the hurt that the person might have caused.
Kim says she's worried that supporters of the late mayor will blame his accuser for what happened.
I'm very concerned about her safety and what she might be thinking. And if she's in that loop where she feels guilty and ashamed of doing this in the first place, she might even have the load that, oh, maybe it's me who killed him.
It's hard to reconcile the allegations against Park with all that he did for Seoul, says Daniel Oh. He teaches urban design at Korea University. He says he wants to remember the mayor as someone who expanded public spaces, supported public art and cultural projects, and gave citizens a voice in how their city is run.
That is another legacy that I think we should keep in mind, that Mayor Park really insisted that we should put public value or public benefit before any individual private interest. And I think that really resonates through all the things that he did.
Oh says Park Won-soon left behind a better city. Still, women's rights groups here have a message for authorities. They want them to follow through with an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against him. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.